I want to read to you the headline from the Jewish Week a couple of days ago. It's relevant to what happened yesterday, and I'm going to take this in a direction that you might not have expected, so just bear with me. The New York Jewish Week, as well as many other American papers and papers in Israel, maybe in some other countries as well, said the following. Three couples that couldn't or wouldn't get married in Israel will get married in New York City this week. One big ceremony and one big political statement. Yesterday, at a major Reform temple in New York, they held three simultaneous marriage ceremonies for couples that couldn't get married in Israel. And the paper goes on to say the officiating rabbis included 10 different rabbis of this temple and that synagogue, etc., etc., the 92nd Street Y. And they had three chuppot, and there are pictures on the internet declaring why they were doing it. The chuppot had these titles on them. And it was a signal against the state of Israel for its restrictions on marriage. I've written on that, and that's not what I want to talk about. I don't want to talk about the political underpinnings of this event or the political problems in Israel, because they're complicated. And the truth of the matter is, I'm talking to students who primarily are not Israelis, so you're not going to be voting in the next elections like I am, and I'll have to make those decisions. And my political position is quite open, and it's on the internet, it's quite well known. I want to talk about something else. So a number of rabbis of different communities did this, and how do we, and a we is a very weighty and dangerous word, but how does a Jewish community, and we as all part of that community, how do we see ourselves as part of a greater community? Do I have anything to do with these rabbis? And if I do, what? How do I relate to other religious communities that do things that really those marriages, not a single one of the marriages, or maybe one of the three marriages that happened, would I perform or participate in? I certainly wouldn't perform or participate in a Reformed temple. I certainly wouldn't do it the way they did it. That's their decision, not my decision, and I have nothing to say about them. I want to talk about us, me. So how do I relate to other Jewish groups? How do I kind of approach the grand Jewish family? And do we have a grand Jewish family? Family matters are problematic. You just look at this week's parsha, and you know family matters are extremely problematic. Brothers disagree. Friends get in fights. People try and figure out what they have to do with the other person. And the fights can be deadly, as we've certainly seen in the Parsha. Baruch Hashem, that's not what happens. But what does happen is pretty horrible. The Rav, Rabbi Soloveitchik, and you know, some people might argue about the dating of it, but I don't think it's dated. The Rav gives two expressions of what it means to be kind of part of the Jewish unity. Now, we could say, me, every one of us standing here could say, well, is that who I am? Am I a human being first? Am I a Jew first, an Orthodox Jew first, part of my family first? How do I relate to my greater sense of being? I want to discuss the Rav, not in the universal, but in the quasi-particular about the Jewish family. And this is what he writes. The principle of unity expresses itself in two ways. First, the unity of Jews as members of a spiritual community, as a congregation which was established through the conclusion of the covenant and Mount Sinai. The unity of Jewish people as a community based upon the uniqueness of the Jewish way of life as practiced by us, a Torah existence. What ties the Yemenite water carrier in the streets of Tel Aviv to the Jew in Boston? a uniform Suf Orachaim, the Shema Yisrael, Shabbat, Kol Nidre night, the Seder night, Kashrut, Tefillin, etc., etc. One thing which defines kind of the Jewish family, according to Soloveitchik, is halacha. Do we keep halacha? And those who don't keep halacha, perhaps they're out of it. But he says, secondly, unity manifests itself in our unique political historical lot as a nation. With regard to our problems within the Jewish community, however, spiritual religious interests, there's on the one hand, or let me go back, we are unique not only in our way of life, but also on our historical transmigrations and our paradoxical fate. Our history would not fit into a different historical framework, and our fate is incomprehensible. No Jew can renounce as part of the unity which is based upon a fate of loneliness of the Jewish people as a nation. Religious Jews or irreligious Jews, all are included in one nation. Rav Lichtenstein said in a wonderful article on called Brother Daniel, he says, on the one hand, what the Rav says in regards to the religious community, what defines me as part of a group, the community I feel comfortable in, are the people who put on tefillin every day, people who keep Shabbat, the tribal components of the Orthodox community. On the other hand, Rav Lichtenstein said, there's no doubt that we would look at Jews of other stripes as part of our family too. Would we say they're really outside of us? No, so how do we deal with that? Or how do I deal with that? I keep using the word we, and the we is not fair. And I realize it's not fair. It's not fair because every individual is going to react as an individual, but we're talking on a we level. How do, you know, everyone in this room to some degree has gone through the gauntlet of becoming part of this tribal community. How do you relate to other tribal communities? How do you relate to the greater Jewish people? And I want to give you a practical response. Those of you in Rambam tonight, you can tell them that we already did it, but I think it's a beautiful Rambam that needs to be recited over and over again. The Rambam says the following. At the end of his section in Perek Hay of Hilchot Yesod Yetara, when he's talking about Kiddush Hashem, giving up your life. Giving up your life for Jewish values. Right? Allowing yourself to perhaps be killed, as many Jews did over the millennia. He says, Yes, Tvarim Acharim Shem Bechal Chil Hashem. He says, are those things which are also called defaming God's name? And they are elitist. They depend on who you are, time and place, context. If you're a person that's considered a respected person, a respected religious Jew, and you act in a certain way, it will have negative ramifications. But then he goes on to say, and this is what I want to emphasize, not the negative, but the positive. He says, Surely, the wise person is careful with himself. And he speaks appropriately to the other people. And he's a decent person with other people. And he greets people nicely. And he doesn't get upset when they perhaps insult him. He doesn't return insult with insult. Even people who don't treat him well. In other words, he's a really good person. But Kol Ma'asav L'Vnimah Shor HaDin is everything beyond the letter of the law. Rav Amital, in a little article I once read, a little handout about the Dati Lumi community in Israel, he said the goal of that, and this impacted me a lot. It was only one paragraph. One little paragraph. Rav Amital said, the goal of being a Dati Lumi, a member of the Dati Lumi community, again, everyone's got to design their communities. But he says, a member of the Dati Lumi community is to be the best at everything. What does he mean? He said, you should learn Torah. Of course you should learn Torah. We're in a Makom Torah. That's not a question. But he says, you also have to be a good citizen. You also have to be the person who is prepared in Israel to serve in the army and in other countries to do what you have to do. To not cheat on your taxes, but to be a decent human being. To rise to the occasion. That's what it means to be a Torah Jew. That's what the Rambam spells out here as saying that is what brings people into a feeling of community. Now, there are various communities out there, and we might see, you might see eye to eye, I might see eye to eye, we might see eye to eye with this one or that one or the other one, but what's the goal of being a Jew? So Hillel said, have you been Talmidav Shal Aharon Ovo Shalom V'Roro Shalom Ovid Abriot U'Makarv on the Torah? In Pirkei Avos we say, how should you be a person, a Jew? Love people. Respect people. Treat people decently. Pursue peace. Love everyone and try and bring them to Torah. We just finished davening. Yeah? And every one of us in this room who said the Shemona Esrei completed the Shemona Esrei by begging God for something. And we say, Shalom Rav Yisraelam Ha Tassim Le'olam. God, please send peace on the Jewish people. As of late, there's been a lot of discussion, quite a bit of discussion, about tension within Jewish communities. Whether Israel's a source of tension, whether the religious community in Israel is a source of tension, whether Orthodoxy and Orthodoxy create a sense of tension, whether or not they had to get married because of this sense of tension. So what can we do? What can we do to create a sense of Jewish community? You know what we can do? It's very easy. Just be good. Just follow what the Rambam says. Just be the person who is Mekadesh Hashem by being decent. And everything else will work itself out.